4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year today is 1980. And it was in November of 1980, you might remember, that the Voyager 1 probe visited the Saturn system. And why this was important was because it sent back the very first high-resolution images of the planet, its rings, and satellites.
To just point out, I was 3 years old in 1980, so I don't really remember
that. Well, surface features of the various moons were seen for the very first time, and Voyager 1 performed a close flyby of Saturn's moon Titan, increasing knowledge of the atmosphere of that moon.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So Saturn is the sixth planet from the sun and the second largest in the solar system after Jupiter. It is a gas giant made mostly of hydrogen and helium. Make your joke.
What did you call me?
Make your joke. There it is. Waiting for it. With an average radius of about 9.5 times that of Earth.
That's big.
The planet has a bright and extensive ring system composed mainly of ice particles with a similar amount of rocky debris and dust. Mm. At least 146 moons are known to orbit the planet, of which 63 are officially named. Titan, Saturn's largest moon and the second largest in the solar system, is larger than the planet Mercury and is the only moon in the solar system to have a substantial atmosphere.
Oh, all right.
Saturn is the farthest planet from Earth discovered by the unaided human eye and has been known since ancient times. The planet is named for the Roman god of agriculture and wealth, and the Romans named the day of the week Saturday.
Oh, that's
for the planet Saturn.
Is that right? That's where that comes from?
Saturn Day.
Saturn Day.
Saturday.
Oh, I'm going to start calling it Saturn Day now.
You do that. So Saturn is the most distant of the five planets, easily visible by the naked eye from Earth, the other four being Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. And Saturn appears in the night sky as a bright yellowish point of light. So just look for that. And that's
yellow one.
The bright yellow point of light. That one's Saturn.
It would be nice if they were all just different colors.
It would be. Like Mars is a little red.
Yeah, but I mean, like, really difficult. Like a bright pink and a green one over here.
You know what? If you had an app, if you had a star app, you would know.
I would know what?
Which one was
Jupiter. Was which? I'd
and
still look up there.
Saturn
like,
and
no idea which one. They're all the same color.
Well, you on the app, you would know. You would know.
Okay. You're stuck in this app. You can push this app a lot.
I'm just saying. Saturn is blanketed with clouds that appear as faint stripes, jet streams, and storms. Saturn is the only planet in the solar system with an average density that is less than water.
Mm.
So if you could find a bathtub big enough to fit Saturn, which you wouldn't, but if you could, it would float. It would float. Saturn would float.
What a great... If I could find a bathtub that big and I could put the planet
and
in the bathtub...
And you could just put it in there.
It would float.
It would float. Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Good to know.
Saturn has the second shortest day in the solar system. One day on Saturn takes only 10.7 hours, and Saturn makes a complete orbit around the sun in about 29.4 Earth years.
Mm.
Saturn and Earth are both tilted to similar degrees relative to the equator of the sun, and that means that, like Earth, Saturn experiences seasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
And are they?
I don't think
which is the best one to vacation there.
No, I don't think any of them. Yeah. So Saturn is probably best known for the system of planetary rings that makes it visually unique. Saturn's rings are thought to be pieces of comets, asteroids, or shattered moons that broke up before they reached the planet, torn apart by Saturn's powerful gravity.
Ooh.
They're made of billions of small chunks of ice and rock, coated with other materials like dust, ranging in size from a grain of sugar to the size of a house.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
Well, be careful.
As a gas giant, Saturn doesn't have a true surface. The planet is mostly swirling gases and liquids deeper down. Saturn's environment is not conducive to life as we know it.
No, no.
The temperatures, pressures, and materials that characterize the planet are most likely too extreme and volatile for any organisms to adapt to.
Okay.
However, the continued exploration of Saturn is still considered to be a viable option for NASA as part of their ongoing New Frontiers program of missions. NASA previously requested for plans to be put forward for a mission to Saturn that included possible investigations into the habitability and possible discovery of life on Saturn's moons.
So what are we do you know temperatures? What are we talking about up in Saturn? Is it hot? Is it cold?
I think it's pretty cold.
Cold?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like cold anyway.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You picked out a record to go along with Saturn, did you, Sarah?
Yes, we're going to play Signals from Saturn by Rose Dubatz.
Never heard of this before. It's going to be great. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. It's Rose Dubatz and Signals from Saturn on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Saturn, because it was in 1980, our Throwback Thursday year, that the very first high-resolution images of the planet were sent back from the Voyager 1.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
At least 146 moons are known to orbit Saturn.
The Romans named Saturday for the planet Saturn.
And Saturn is the only planet with an average density that is less than water.
Now, why did they name Saturday after Saturn? Was there something special about it? Did they discover it on Saturday?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I won't delve too deep then. I'm still going to call it Saturn Day, though.
Go for it.
Saturn Day, Sarah.
I'm sure it'll catch on.
Saturn Day. Folks want to learn more about Saturn. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And what was the, how did they describe Saturn? It's a gas giant.
It's a gas giant,
A gas giant, that's all. All right, back tomorrow. Fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Super. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Got the forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols just minutes away. Plus, we'll do the Commodores, a little bit of Elton John and Kiki D. Hello. We'll get those two on in just a few minutes as well. Thinking about doing up your kitchen, freshening it up. Maybe the countertops and cabinets are showing their 30-year age. We'll turn the 90s kitchen into something special in 2024 with Empire Kitchen and Bath.